Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Okay, kids, are you ready to meet your new classmate?
Yeah!
She is an internationally renowned comedian who rules the red carpet, a Tony-nominated actress, a best-selling author, and an Emmy Award-winning television show host who attended the Delphi Academy. Please welcome Joan Rivers! We have Joan Rivers! I can't believe this.
Nor can I.
You are one of my heroes as a stand-up comic. There's very few people who make stand-up comedy their life's work. How many years you've been doing stand-up?
46.
Wow.
46 years.
26 for me. I'm just getting started.
You're just a baby.
I'm a kid. I'm a pup. Now you're playing for charity. Listen to how generous she is. She's playing for three different charities. First one's God's Love We Deliver. It improves the health and well-being of men, women, and children living with HIV and AIDS, cancer, and other serious illnesses.
Yes.
Guide Dogs for the Blind. They do great stuff. And the Bogart Pediatric Cancer Research Center, vital funds for early stages of pediatric cancer research.
Yes.
Good for you. We got to win them some money. Now, I know you had some help studying for this because
yes.
I met your grandson, Cooper, before the show. And while she was in the makeup chair, he's reading her questions from previous fifth grader shows.
And he knows the answer.
Yes, he does. He's a very smart guy. Let me introduce your new classmates
yes.
to you.
Yes.
They're going to be of great help to you. We have Lauren, Armand, and Jenny. All right, Joan, select one of them. Let's get this party started.
Let's go with Jenny first.
Jenny, come on up.
Nice to see you. All right,
you brave and funny woman. Let's find out, is Joan Rivers smarter than a fifth grader?
Okay.
All right, let's get started. Pick your first subject.
Let's try first grade math.
First grade math it is. First question of the day, it's worth $500. This is the question. True or false, if Jill has four pickles and cuts each one into quarters, she now has a total of 16 pickle pieces. Jenny has locked in her answer.
False. Well, four pickles. Cut into quarters, 4 times 4 is 16. So I would say that is true.
Okay. True, she said.
I think so.
The real question really is what New York deli did she get the pickles from? Well, you said true. The correct answer is in fact true. You got $500. All right, let's keep it going. What would you like next?
Let's do second grade U.S. geography.
Second grade U.S. geography. It's worth $1,000. Here is our second grade U.S. geography question. True or false? The U.S. state of Ohio has a land border with the U.S. state of Illinois. Jenny's locked in her answer. You've been to Ohio.
I've been to Ohio, I've been to Illinois. Ohio is here and Illinois is up here.
Is there anything in between, or do they touch each other?
Yes, I think I've... No, I'm going to say I think there's something in the middle there. I'm going to lock in false.
Okay. False. I bet we have a map of this. Take a look at the board. The answer is false, another $1,000. Nothing to it. All right, where to next?
Well, anatomy, forget about it.
Social studies it is. It's a third grade question. Here's the question. This is the official flag of which U.S. state, which was admitted into the Union in 1876.
This state flag has two blue stripes, a white stripe in the middle, and the letter C prominently displayed.
Jenny's locked in his answer.
Flag.
Well, the people that live there probably
they
care.
They care very much, and it's a very ugly flag. could that be, and this is truly a guess, and I'm just thinking, maybe, could that have been, it's not the California flag, because we have the little thing. Could be Colorado.
Okay.
It could be Kansas, if you're stupid. What else have we got there? That could be a C. Oklahoma?
Oklahoma.
I don't know why.
Your family is now getting up and tiptoeing out of their seats.
I don't know why I came on this show. Let's go with, I'll just say because of the C, it has to tell you something. So I would say Colorado.
Okay.
I'm going to lock it in.
Colorado. Now let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Jenny has the right answer.
Let's see what Jenny said.
Take a look at the board. Jenny said, Colorado, you got $5,000. Could this be a $250,000 day? We're going to find out right after this. Don't go away. Yeah.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Our contestant is none other than Joan Rivers. She's playing for God's Love We Deliver, Guide Dogs for the Blind, and the Bogart Pediatric Cancer Research Program. Look at this, you're off to a perfect start, 3 for 3. Now, this is interesting. I'm reading on your card. In the third grade, you were cast as Dopey in Snow White,
yeah.
And then you made everybody on school go on strike because you found out Dopey had no lines. Went on strike.
The whole school went on strike. And the principal called my mother and said, she's a leader, but we don't know if she's going to be Hitler or Truman.
Okay, you've got both of your cheeks left. You do need to pick another classmate,
though. I'm going to do Sandwich.
Armand, come on up here.
Boy in the middle. Okay.
All right, five subjects up there.
Get ready now.
What would you like, Joan?
Let's do fourth grade. U.S. history.
Fourth grade U.S. history. It's worth $7,500. The fourth grade question is this. Herbert Hoover, who was in office during a famous stock market crash, was elected U.S. president in what decade?
I dated Herbie. Okay. The stock market crashed in the late 20s, in 1928. So he had to be elected president in the 20s.
Okay.
I'm going to lock that in, Jeff, because that's the kind of person I am.
I know. Decisive. Locking it in.
Lock it in.
That's absolutely right. You got $12,500.
All right.
You're halfway there. Pick another subject, Joe.
Fourth grade world history.
I don't know that I've ever seen anyone feel less confident on a fourth grade question than you. I mean, it's been a few years since you were in the fourth grade, right?
A few years? Our field trip was to the Gold Rush. It's not for me.
It's world history. It's worth $7,500. Here it is. From the French word meaning rebirth.
Already we're in trouble.
What period stretched from the 14th century to the 16th century in Europe and spawned a revival of classical art, architecture, and literature? Armand has locked in his answer.
Okay, you know this has to be, and watch, this is where I'll get wrong. But I would say it's obviously the Renaissance. The Renaissance.
Oh, I like the way
Revival,
you say that.
Revival, rebirth, Renaissance.
Okay.
I'm going to lock that answer in, Jeff.
Okay.
That's what I'm feeling.
That's what you're feeling.
Lock it in.
Locking it in. I think Nana Newface knows more than she's letting on. Because the Renaissance is absolutely right. She got $20,000. Could this be a quarter of a million? We're going to find out right after this. Welcome back to a celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Our contestant is Joan Rivers. We're in the home stretch.
We're in the home. This is the hard part. All right.
Okay, take a look at the board. Where do you want to go?
Oh, easy for you. Let's do a second grade animal science, and then we'll go for a hard one.
Second grade animal science. Second grade questions are worth $1,000. Here's this one. Hammerhead and thresher are both species of what predatory fish? Hammerhead and thresher are both species of what predatory fish? All right, Armand has locked in his answer.
I think, again, because I went swimming with them with Cooper. We actually paid money to swim with sharks.
You paid somebody money?
I stood next to the fattest woman I could find, and I said, buddy. It was a nightmare. I would say, I'm locking in sharks.
The answer is sharks. You got $21,000. There we go. There's a thresher. There's a hammerhead. Armand, you need to return to the class. Lauren, come on up here.
Lauren.
Nice to meet
you. Two subjects remain. First grade spelling, third grade anatomy. Lauren, what do you think?
Anatomy.
Anatomy.
All right, Lauren. You ready, girl?
Yes.
All right.
Third grade anatomy?
Third grade anatomy.
Third grade anatomy. Here is the question. The hammer bone is located in which of the following organs in the human body? Ear, nose, or kidney? The hammer bone is located in which of the following organs in the human body? Ear, nose, or kidney? Okay, Lauren has locked in her answer.
I think it's the ear, because the little thing in your ear. But I will take a peek.
Okay.
Jeff?
Yes.
I'm locking in.
A peek.
A peek.
You're thinking ear.
I'm thinking ear.
Let's take a look at the board. Lauren said she thinks the answer is nose.
Interesting. I still think there's a little thing going on up there.
So you're still thinking ear?
Yeah, I'm still thinking ear.
Okay, okay.
Oh, God. Ear.
Ear. These kids are smart. That's why they're on the show.
I'm sure these kids are smart. Thank you. So are old people. Why don't you beat up Betty White?
You could have said nose, and if you had only said nose, you would have been absolutely wrong. The right answer is ear. We're at $24,500. Could it be $250,000? We're going to find out right after this. Here's today's extra credit question. Which of the following terms refers to the head of a jellyfish? Is it A, bell, B, boot, or C, bowl?
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip, Make the most of it at Best Western.
Before the break, we asked, which of the following terms refers to the head of a jellyfish? The answer is A, bell. Welcome back to Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? We've got Joan Rivers with us today playing for charity. You've won Tonys, you've hosted shows, you've
Emmys.
Done stand-up all over the world,
won Emmys, too.
And this classroom is making you a nervous wreck.
Because my classroom was a Conestoga wagon. We didn't care.
Okay, we're down to the last question of the day. First grade spelling,
first
ladies.
Grade spelling.
Here is the question. Spell the name of the following ocean. Pacific. Spell the name.
First grade?
Pacific. Lauren has locked in her answer.
P-A-C-I-F-I-C. It could be two Fs. I, the worst thing I do is spell. Would this be hilarious if I lost on this?
Well, you do have a cheat left, too. So you could either go with what you think or you can go with Lauren.
I think I'm gonna go with Lauren.
You want to go with her answer?
I don't know. How smart are you? P-A-C-I. I don't think there are two F's in Pacific. Pacific?
Now, where do you live? What state?
I live in New York.
Okay.
And now I live in California with Melissa, and we're right on the Pacific Ocean. Crazy. I think there's one F in Pacific.
Okay.
I would like to lock that in like an idiot. Oh, God. I don't want to hear this.
I kept saying you could copy her paper.
I could copy her paper.
And she's got the right answer. If you had copied right now, you'd have $25,000.
I don't want to hear this.
Joan.
Oh, I can't even look.
All right, folks, you let her know whether she's right or wrong. Take a look at the board, and let's see how Lauren spelled Pacific. P-A-C-I-F-I-C! You ran the table! $25,000! Here's where it gets interesting.
No, it doesn't.
You've got $25,000. However, I've got one question remaining, the fifth grade bonus question. Joan, we could turn $25,000 into a quarter of a million dollars. Let me show you the subject, and then we'll talk about what you would like to do.
Yeah.
Today's fifth grade bonus question subject, worth a quarter of a million dollars, is this. Fifth grade science.
I am.
Here's what you can do. If you want to drop out with the $25,000.
Let me take the $25,000 for the charities. I want to drop out of school.
Dropping out of school with the $25,000. Okay.
That's
congratulations,
right.
$25,000 for three very good charities.
Thank God.
Now, before you leave us, is there anything that you would like to say to the world?
My name is Joan Rivers, and I am not smarter than a fifth grader. Yeah.
See you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Ah! Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be life.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.